Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Time to join our popular Latin lover. As you know, he's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, and he helps us bring the new year in today. Father, you have your tome of Leo the Great. He was one who spoke out against pagan Christmas, didn't he?
Yes, because the pagan customs were still very strong. This is 100 years after Christmas.
And pagan habits in the new year.
His
new year resolutions. Tell me about Leo the Great's new year
resolutions. You should read on Leo the Great, where he says we should concentrate not on stupid penances and things, but on good works. Works of charity, you can't believe it.
How'd you say that in Latin? How'd you say New Year's resolutions?
Well, novi anni proposita.
It's like turning a new leaf. They have no expression like that, the Latins. I caught you out there. How'd you say turning a new leaf?
Well, you say vertere paginam, change the page. Vertere paginam, okay, you can change the page. Novum incipere annum, and begin a new year.
Did they actually...
They didn't think in those terms.
They didn't think in those
like
terms.
Like New Year's resolutions, not true, man. No, they didn't have that. The Romans didn't.
But they had a different calendar, we know that. So they wouldn't have celebrated New Year when we do anyway.
No. Although their government offices began January 1st.
So it was the beginning of the new parliamentary.
Yeah, I mean, that was like their fiscal, or what should I say, legal year was January 1st. That much they realized.
How do you say that in Latin?
Tantum intellex erunt.
What does that mean?
So much they understood. Munias incipienda esse calendis januarius, that the offices must be begun on the 1st of January.
They had a very sophisticated legal system, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Roman law.
Which has come down to us today.
Well, I don't know, to us. It depends on where I'm talking. The English, American
thing. We have the common law.
Yeah, which is not so much.
Here in Italy, they still have Roman law.
Oh, yeah, that's on the continent. The Anglo thing is not so much Roman. You say that your common law. But all the other countries, and that means South America and everything.
How would you say common law?
Well, jus commune.
And whereas Roman law, how did they call it?
Well, it was lex romana, lex romana. Which, they're using, other nations are using that.
Did they have any special ways to celebrate the opening of the parliamentarians year?
No, there was like an oath and people were there. No, it wasn't different. The Romans didn't do things like that too much.
They were kind of
They would have a sacrifice or something, you know, for the blessing of the gods
Was this sacrifice? How did it take
place? Well, they would have an animal or something like that up in Jupiter's altar there on the Capitoline Hill. And I have a book that I'm going to read now during Christmas, all about the prayers in Virgil and Livy. Beautiful, beautiful, interesting.
Like prayers for sacrifice.
Prayers of anything, oaths and prayers and petitions and.
What did they speak about?
Well, they had the same thing. It's notable or extraordinary. I mean, they're humans like ourselves, and so they were asking for good weather. They were asking for peace. They were asking for good health and prosperity.
So how would you say
that? That's that famous thing where you say the famous expression, you know, mens sana in corpore sano. Well, that's part of what Juvenal says.
A healthy mind in a healthy body.
Yes, and he says people shouldn't go around and ask the gods for strange things. They should go to a shrine and ask the gods that there may be for them a healthy mind and a healthy body. That's where the expression comes in. It's very nice, the whole context. Because the context is you shouldn't be praying for nonsense. Huh?
How do you say nonsense in Latin?
Nuge, ineptie, okay.
Inept.
Yeah, ineptie, things which are out of place. New guy. frivolities, frivolities, or whatever you want to call them. No, but and so that was very serious. And so he said, you should go to church instead of praying for all this nonsense, or even about helping you or killing your brethren and all that stuff. Go and pray that you may have a healthy mind and a healthy body.
Heartfelt thanks, as always, to our popular Latin lover. He's Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, and he's currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State as the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.